Area 54. We'll be right back. it could be with you. Really hurt me, baby. Really cut me, baby. How can you have a day without a night? You're the book that I've opened, and now I got to know much more. Your potential keys, it's got my mind and body aching. Really hurt me, baby. Really cut me, baby. How can you have a day without a night? You're the book that I have opened, and now I got to know much more. Body without a heart, I'm missing every part. I, like a
That was Fritz Kalkbrenner here on Area 54. Tim and Mike with you. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We're here at 94.7, midnight till 2, Fridays and Saturdays. Stranger in a Strange Land is the song that we played off of the album Ways Over Water. And then one from Hoover Phonic. Played a song called Unfinished Symphony, and that was off of the Hoover Phonic album, Hoover Phonic with Orchestra. Kind of cool, their version of the Dark Day, their dark track by Massive Attack.
All right. Do you think that was a dark track for Massive Attack?
Not really. It was pretty dark
just,
in this time.
Nah, you're just, I just, because Massive Attack had some dark songs, now everything is dark?
Nope, just that one, okay. In that time. Yeah, I mean, that album definitely came out, and it was definitely a lot more of a R&B album. That song's not really R&B. Policia, before that, did a song called Tifts off the album Shulamith. Odessa from Seattle, these guys will be headlining at What the Festival in June. The song we played was called If You Don't, featuring Cumulus. It's off the album Summer Is Gone. You know that Odessa is actually, I mean, we know that they're from Seattle, but they're actually a duo. They graduated from Western Washington University 2012. That's when they got their start as a band. And now they're headlining What the Festival. Isn't that amazing?
Well, that's good.
Pretty cool.
They stayed in college first, huh?
Yeah.
Got their degree.
And then went off and, you know, just started, head. I mean, they're I don't know what their degrees were in.
Well, I mean, I think it must
business?
Have been like a social media marketing, because they did an amazing job.
Yeah,
that.
They did.
But yeah, I don't think you have to go to college for that.
They blew up pretty fast, for sure. Yeah. Milo, before that, did a song called Guilty of Love. It's off of his album Destroy Rock and Roll. Really would like to hear something from the Miloski, but it seems like he's just kind of falling off. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, once in a while, there's like some weird remix out there that's his. And
Or it's not his.
I don't know. It's not going anywhere.
Anyway, great Scottish artist coming out with Destroy Rock and Roll. Haven't heard from him since. Is he going to be a one-hit wonder? We don't know yet. Poolside started off the whole set with a song called Without You. It's off the album Pacific Standard Time.
You kind of have to put him in the one-hit wonder category.
Right now you do, for sure. Unless he comes out with another hit. Then he could be a two-hit wonder.
Maybe. If it's a good album.
Yeah.
Right?
I
could
would.
Have that sophomore slump, and then we don't even know.
If
I mean, did Men Without Hats come out with the second album? Did Corey Hart have a second album?
I don't know.
Really?
I should know. Do you know? Are you asking me?
Well, you should know this stuff.
Really?
I thought you were knowledgeable about music.
No, evidently you are.
I'm asking you
Tell
a question.
Us.
I don't know. I have to look that up. I have that Sunglasses at Night song and like so many different remix versions of it. It's awesome.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
No, I'm kidding. All right, we got some Roisin Murphy. She's got a new album out called Hairless Toys. We got a track queued up for that from that album called Evil Eyes. It's Tim Mike with the Area 54.